This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, and it is a first-timer Friday, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. Meaning what? If you're a listener to this program, but you've never called this program before, today's your day. Today is your day. We love adding new members to the family of callers. Of course, this program is blessed with you fine listeners all across the fruited plain. Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains by a mile. And we love it. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, KLTC, from mid-Montana to mid-Minnesota, from Canada to the South Dakota-Nebraska line, they're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we appreciate you very, very much. So, first-timer Friday, just let Daniel know when you call, and here's the deal. Until we run out of them, every first-time caller gets a free MyPillow.
Nice.
Now, this is not a contest in the sense that you call and say, okay, I want MyPillow, okay, goodbye, hang up. This is a invitation to contribute to the program in some way, shape, or fashion. Tell us sort of what's on your mind. So, whatever you'd like to talk about. One thing I'm curious about is just how much crop is still in the field. I flew home from Dallas, from Frisco, a couple weeks back, and they flew us, you know, straight up the
breadbasket
of the country.
Right up the middle.
And you get up to, South Dakota and North Dakota, it's like, what is going on here? Because we had a ton of snow. And there was a lot of snow out there, but there was a lot of spots where the snow was punched with crops. So, I was feeling the pain of our farmers in the audience today. So that's if you want to just call and share that, just give me your crop report. What's still out there? I'd like to know. That would be nice. But it's what's on your mind. So anything goes on your mind. I'm not going to talk anything about impeachment this hour because I'm sick of it. And I'm still euphoric about the ultimate outcome, but I'm impatient in waiting to get to the ultimate outcome. I mean, yesterday a couple of good things happened. One, Joe Biden was the obsession of Adam Schiff and the House impeachment managers. They were bringing up Joe Biden as if, oh, Joe Biden was fine. Joe Biden did everything right. Joe Biden was great. Oh, that's all been debunked. Oh, say it ain't so, Joe. No, it's all great. Trump, he's a scumbag. Let us assign every possible motive to him. We think he was out to get Joe. We know he was trying to affect the next election. We everything bad about this whole dang thing, they assigned him. So anyway, it's boring. It's so blatantly obvious. I am going to be mildly interested to see what happens with Joe Biden from the Republican side, because I believe they've opened this all up. But we'll talk with Senator Kevin Cramer about that next hour. He'll be here for a full hour. He's in one of those 100 chairs as judge and jury. And so we'll talk with him about that. So we'll save the impeachment stuff for next hour. See, the Wall Street Journal is saying that Chuck Schumer's whiffing on impeachment, succeeding only in unifying the Republican caucus. I'm not talking about it, though. That's next hour. This hour is whatever you want to say. And remember, first-time callers, free MyPillow. If you tell Daniel, hey, I'm a first-time caller, tell us what's on your mind. Here's how you do it. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd the Radio God Mitchell at 701-226-8503. Jerry in Moorhead, Minnesota, what's on your mind today?
Well, two things quick. First, I think Joe Biden should be pretty proficient at push-ups. I mean, he's been kissing the feet of foreign leaders for 40 years. So he should be pretty proficient at push-ups. And two, on your special assessments, I mean, how many times do they special assess a property, say like $5,000, $6,000, and people, I don't have the money to pay for that. Well, we'll give you 20 years to pay for it on your property taxes. How much of that, how many times are they counting on that for the interest earnings on that money?
Well,
for the interest, well, they're hoping so are you, to get that interest earnings on that money.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to follow what your scenario is here. In our case, we, you know, we every month put money in escrow for the property tax bill at the end of the year. So you have an idea of what it's going to be, and you put it in escrow, and then you pay it.
Well, see, I just got assessed. I'm in North Moorhead, and I got assessed for the 15th Avenue restructure, and I want to say it was like between $2,000 and $3,000.
Okay, now you're talking about special assessments, not property taxes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So like the special assessments that are going on in West Fargo right now. You know, I had the money, so I was going to pay it. Well, I misplaced my bill; it fell underneath my microwave stand, so I didn't pay it by the deadline.
I hate when that happens.
So I went in last part of December to pay it. And they said, well, we've already assessed it to your property taxes, but if you pay this amount, you'll only have to pay what's already on your property tax statement for next year. So by not paying it by the deadline, it cost me $50.
And your point is, what kind of revenue are they generating?
Yeah, if you're taking the 20 years to pay for it, what kind of revenue are they generating off of that special assessment that you didn't have the money to pay for up front?
Yeah. And,
I mean, look at your house payment. You buy a house for $200,000. By the time you paid for it 30 years later, you've paid $400,000. You know?
Well, it isn't like they have to go to the bank and borrow it, you know, at 4%. There probably should be some charge, but also that should be disclosed. We should know that, you know, right? What is the total amount of revenue generated? What is the total amount generated from the finance charges? You know, all of that.
How much are they relying on that? Because they know people don't have, you know, most people don't have another $5,000-$6,000 available to just cut a check and pay for something like that.
Is there a better way to do that is a question that I have, Jerry. What would you suggest they do differently?
I have no idea. That's why I'm not in politics.
Yeah. Maybe somebody does in the audience, so we'll ask them. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Whenever I see encouragement as the topic from a listener, I want to jump to that call. And Wing North Dakota's Fred is actually calling to give us a little encouragement here. So he's next up. You jumped to the front of the line on that one. Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm not a first-time caller. And I'd like to see some clergy call in today, first time. That would be good to hear that. And so I'm going to encourage them to call in. I think we need to hear from our clergy during this thing. What's going on in Washington? Anyway, I had a 75-acre patch of barley out here this year, and first of all, we couldn't get it combined in September. We couldn't get it combined in August. October, couldn't get it combined. It was all sprouted. I had to slough it, and then it was all sprouted. And then we got into November, and it got snowed on. Then we got out there and finally got some combine done, got the combine stuck three times, and bent the tie rod on my combine, bunch of work. We finally got some of it combined out. And you know what? I'd go through all that heck again on that 75 acres of barley that I went through this year, rather than go through what Kevin Kramer's going through down there to listen to all that down in Washington.
Yeah, no kidding.
To top it all off, the geese came in and ate all the barley.
Oh, man. See, you're leaving the woodpile a little higher for the hunters there. You've given a little habitat for the cause. How about that?
Oh, they were in there shooting like crazy, but it wasn't enough. They just couldn't get them off. There was millions of them, and there was nothing left but straw. So, yeah, but that's still, I would go through all that for what he has to go through.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
You know, there's so many parts of the Ten Commandments that are being broken by these people. I mean, you know, we have a people have an ideology, and pretty soon they give in on one commandment, then they give in on another, then they give in on another. Next thing you know, they've broken four or five of the commandments, and poof, voila, abracadabra, you're a liberal. And you join a Democratic Party. And then all of a sudden that goes on for a while. And then all of a sudden, abracadabra, you break the ninth commandment. And you're Adam Schiff. Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's what's happening down there today. The ideology that people are saying, oh, I don't really believe in that. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. Pretty soon it gets to the ninth commandment. And it gets pretty bad.
Fred and Wayne, with a little encouragement there. And by the way, Senator Kramer will be here next hour, and I will let him know that you...
We'll do that 75 acres over again if he just sticks with what he said.
He stays right there, yeah, on your behalf. Well, I appreciate that. Jim in Wheaton, a first-time caller. When we come back, others waiting. We'll get to you coming up on What
You Get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota, the Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour.
I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey.
It's celebrity birthday day today out there. Who is the most famous person who has a birthday on this date?
This guy.
This guy?
Neil Diamond.
Would this be Song Sung Blue?
Boy, there you go. You can name that tune in three notes.
One of the best.
Oh, 79 today.
Unbelievable. Listen to this voice.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one.
Oh, my gosh. He's smooth. He's smooth.
Song sung blue, every garden grows one.
What do you say we do all Neil Diamond bumpers for the rest of the day in celebration of his 79th birthday?
Done.
All right, we're on it. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. The bottom line at the University of Mary is value means a world-class education at an affordable price. If you know nothing else, know that about the University of Mary. Working adults looking to further their education, that's what they want, value for their money. They need flexible program options that are affordable. They want them from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. And at the University of Mary, you know, flexible, affordable, they mean something. Those aren't just words. Flexibility means choosing your program mode. Affordability means costs that are truly competitive. And support at the University of Mary means the faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout your entire program. Find out more. umary.edu/online. Back to the phones. First timer Friday today. First time callers go to the front of the line. We're handing out MyPillows today. For the first time callers. That's right. Jim and Wheaton, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Just trying to keep this big truck on the road with a little ice on it. Not too bad.
It's easier with a big truck than it is with a little truck, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot easier in a big truck, trust me. A lot easier. No, I was just calling because you want to know how the crops are doing out there. Over here in the communist state of Minnesota, we're actually pretty well, at least down here in Traverse County, Big Stone County. It's, most of it's all out.
It is, huh? So not as wet down there this spring?
Yeah. Well, that and we were just a bunch of determined fools, I guess. No matter how many times we'd get stuck, we'd just pull them out and keep on going, I guess. It was definitely a harvest for all of us to remember. And I'm 64, so I've seen a couple of bad ones. And this one, I'll keep that one to my grave.
Wow, unbelievable. And, you know, it was a wet fall in a lot of places. And I really feel for farmers and ranchers. I don't know how else to say it, but it's just, you know, when you look at the prices, when you look at the uncertainty from tariffs and trade deals and, you know, market shakeup and then, you know, the weather that you can't control on top of that, just as a string of ick, you know, no other way to say it. So it takes some certain resilience, and that's what you guys do day in and day out. What's the mood down there now? We got a China trade deal. We got a USMCA deal. We've got obviously some disaster aid in the works and these MFP payments and whatnot. What does 2020 look like for growers, would you say?
Well, I at times, you know, you see light at the end of the tunnel, and we're hoping that it ain't a train coming at us. But other than that, I mean, the beans are down, of which that was kind of a surprise. They're down 40 cents from the high. And we're hauling them 100 miles to a soybean processor so we can get a little bit money out of them. But there's still plenty of Trump signs over here. I'm seeing Trump 2020 in a lot of farm driveways. So I think there's we're ever hopeful, I believe. I don't think we're ready to take a running start and jump off that cliff yet, no?
Very interesting. Well, Jim, appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling. Did Daniel get your information?
Okay, I appreciate that. You guys have a good day now.
Do we have your number, Jim?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Okay, good. So we'll call you back after the show and arrange for your pickup of a beautiful MyPillow on us, okay?
Well, at least I'll sleep good, huh?
There you go. Exactly right. And call again. That's the idea of these first-time callers. We love it when you call one time, but we love to have you call again. Let's see here. Let's go to Bill. And where are you calling from, Bill?
Denhoff.
In Denhoff, okay. What's on your mind?
I just want to say I feel sorry for all of America with this whole impeachment drama that went on. No wonder half the world laughs at us. When just sad to show that to the whole world. That's what we are.
So what kind of message is it sending, do you think? What are people somewhere else watching this, and what are they thinking?
Man, we're a bunch of jokers. We don't know. A bunch of dummies who chase imaginary junk and jump off the bridge about it. And it's just...
Any idea how it will end?
Well, it should end with Donald, President Trump, being completely... basically resolved that it should have never got this far.
Exonerated and maybe reelected with big numbers. Yeah, interesting. Bill, thanks so much. Yeah. Appreciate your call very much. The fact that you called today. I hope you call again. Denhoff, for folks that don't know, is a suburb of McCluskey. Or it might be the other way around. I forget which. But saw some great news.
Hey, you were right the first time. We're the forgotten child.
Not anymore. You've changed all that today with your call, Bill. Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. Let's see who's next here. Ron in Burnsville, Minnesota.
Actually, you there?
Yes, Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Scott, how you doing? Love your show, first time caller. Just kind of like to make a comment on a situation that as far as homework in the local school here, some of the teachers pushing their liberal agenda on our kids, and I'm really having a hard time with it, and a few of the other parents are feeling the same way here. In regards to a paper my ninth grade daughter had to write over Christmas, why the president should be impeached, and basically some of the teachers actually bashing and disrespecting the teacher in class. It's kind of, I don't even push my own agenda on my own kids, and I'm having a hard time with that, and I kind of like to hear your opinion on something like that.
Yeah, some people just can't help themselves. Ron, are you calling from Burnsville, Minnesota?
No, Barnesville. I'm just south of Moorhead here.
At Barnesville, okay. I just wanted to figure out where this was happening, because it said Burnsville on my screen. But so yeah, Barnesville. All right. I mean, I don't know. If it's me, I go right into the principal and say, could we have a meeting with this teacher? And could you help me understand why this question couldn't be, should the president be impeached? Just let kids kind of form their own opinions on this. Why does it say he should be impeached? You know, I mean, why are you forcing your agenda on them? 100% agree.
Yep, I agree. I mean, like he said, he might not like the person, but don't disrespect the office. I don't know. I have a hard time, and I think I'm going to take your advice up on that one.
No, I would. I mean, at least they'll think twice next time. I wouldn't. I mean, there's one way to handle it. It's just sort of say, disgusting. I'm going to be mad about it. In other ways, just confront it head on. That's what I do. Ron, thanks for calling. We got your info, so we'll call you after the show. Another first-time caller. We love it. More coming
up. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those taking part in a huge anti-abortion march and rally in Washington, D.C. today are gathering at this hour. It's the 47th annual March for Life. It will be the first time a president has attended and addressed the crowd in person, as President Trump will be there later. Here's presidential spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's a friend to those who stand up for life at all stages, and this is just another instance in which he can do that.
In 2018, President Trump became the first president to address the March for Life through a video message. As many as 500,000 people are expected at that event today. Democratic impeachment managers set to wrap up their opening statements today in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Then President Trump's legal team will begin their opening arguments tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
On the ground smelling sweet.
Neil Diamond's 79th birthday today. So we are celebrating him. It was either that or Winston Churchill, who died on this day in London at the age of 90. And, you know, number one, he died, so that's not a celebration. Number two, he didn't sing very well, so we're sticking with Neil Diamond.
It was that or Matthew Wilder over and over again with Nothing's Gonna Break My Stride.
Yeah.
Not to go with that.
There you go, Neil Diamond, 79 today. Hey, let me tell you about my pals at Pipers. What a team. They are crushing it on equipment auctions right now. Ask Kevin about this. They have a scenario on how they can show you that they're getting more for the machinery than anybody else in this game. And that's why you see more and more equipment auctions happening. I'll be down in Starbuck, Minnesota in March. Hoff Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Richardson in March. Bonhoff Brothers Farm Retirement Auction out of New England in March. And then do a big West Dakota spring equipment auction out in Bowman early in April. So there's an idea of some of the machinery auctions. 2020 is going to be their biggest year. 2019 was their biggest. 2020 is going to exceed that. And then land auctions. Yesterday they did some land in Clay County. They're going to do some more Clay County today at 10 a.m. Bottineau County on the 20th today too. How about that? That's at 5 p.m. Written bid lease auction on 886 crop and hay acres in Bottineau County. All the details on these are on their website, pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. Who is next? Kevin is the first-time caller. Kevin, where are you calling from?
Well, it's so foggy, I'm not sure, but I think I'm somewhere near Draper, South Dakota.
Draper, South Dakota. I've never even heard of Draper, South Dakota.
Well, it's just a little wide spot in the road here down by I-90 in central South Dakota. But first of all, you know, I drive over 50,000 miles a year on business, and you guys are the one PlayStation that I can keep pretty much for a 600-700 mile stretch across the upper wet Midwest and in the Dakotas and into Minnesota and Iowa, and I appreciate your programming. So that's my plug in return for my pre-free pillow.
Well, I love that. I love that very much. Can I tell you a quick South Dakota I-90 story?
Buddy, it's your program. You can do whatever you want.
Well, it's just I think I've told it on here before, but there's no such thing as a new story. But so I'm down in Sioux Falls for a meeting, and my daughter was coming home. I might have been from the March for Life. So, you know, they time the trips back, like 24 or 26 hours back to school. So I'm having to time my meeting ending to get back and pick her up like at 11 o'clock at night or something, right? I'm all flustered and I'm in a hurry and I'm doing a million things and on the phone and talking and I'm talking to somebody and I said, Mitchell, South Dakota? I didn't get on I-90, did I? I was going west instead of north.
Oh.
On 29. And I got all the way to Mitchell before I figured it out.
Oh.
I had to come back through Huron and come over to Brookings. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, make sure before I get off, make sure you give me the call screener, gives me your address. I'll send you a compass.
The problem is you have to look at it is the problem, Kevin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
you don't have one of those compasses on your desk. There's this also amazing thing on your phone called GPS.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
No,
you can just touch a button and tell you where to go, but,
It's not a proud moment. The good news is they were late. They were late coming back, and I made it perfectly on time. So it all worked out fine, and I got a good laugh out of it. So that part wasn't bad.
My sister-in-law, once upon a time, driving from Rock Springs, Wyoming, was supposed to arrive in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and wound up in Omaha. He's right through Cheyenne. Next thing she knows, she drove all night. She wound up in Omaha. So
I love
it. Now at least you didn't go any farther than Mitchell. So
now let me ask you this question before I let you go. Number one,
sure.
you're very kind about how you're able to take us everywhere and you enjoy the program. We appreciate that, and that's why we, you know. I mean, you're the reason we do what we do, and so many others like you in the places you travel. Behind the wheel, as you're driving, I mean, that's your job. You're driving, as you say, 50,000 miles a year. You get a lot of think time. That's one of the great things about, being behind the wheel. I wouldn't mind being a truck driver for that reason, just more time to think. Because I drive a lot, too, and it allows you to let the wheels turn. What right now do you consider yourself to be, pondering most? What's front and center?
Well, I spend an awful lot of time pondering taxes, which was the reason for my call, actually. And I ponder politics, and I ponder godly things and faith issues. And I ponder my kids and my grandkids and especially my wife. And I spend a fair amount of time while I'm driving praying, because you can pray anytime, anywhere. And so, that's what I do. I'm not a big... I like music. In fact, you can play that. You can play Neil Diamond as many times as you want to, brother. I'm good with that. But, I just like listening. I like, you guys keep things upbeat and keeps me awake. And as I get older, I'm into my mid-60s. That's harder and harder to do all the time. So, I just do anything. I think about things that keep me awake and ponder things and pray and listen like to your program as much as possible. But the reason why I called is that the gentleman that called in from, I think it was Moorhead, about the special assessment, first of all, everybody needs to understand that a special assessment is nothing more than another tax. That's what it is, okay? I was born and raised in St. Louis, and I saw that city start dying back in the 60s, early 60s, because of all these special assessment and all these additional taxes. And if you look around the country at places like St. Louis, Detroit, Baltimore, New Orleans, and all these places, those cities have a lot of problems because the liberals, the Democrats, have been in control of them for decades, and they have taxed the working people out of the cities, and they are killing themselves with the taxes and the special assessments. And instead of having special assessments, here's a novel idea. The city could do some long-range financial planning on what their needs are going to be for capital improvement down the road, save and then spend the money accordingly as opposed to doing special assessments. Wouldn't that be a novel approach?
Yeah. Brilliant!
Yeah, no kidding. So true. These labels they come up with for these things, like you say, really, why do we call it special assessments rather than a tax? It is a tax. Now, it's a tax related to work in a particular area that quote-unquote benefits that particular area. So, wait a minute, what are my other taxes for?
What you usually find behind those special assessments, especially those tax increases and those bond issues, etc., in the different places, is what you find in there frequently, honestly, is crony capitalism in there, because somebody wants this road project, this road widened, this road extended, or whatever, because they either got a housing development going in that area, or there's going to be commercial development that the commercial developers are behind. There are an awful lot of reasons behind those things. Ain't none of them good,
yeah,
in my opinion. And
exactly
we just continue to tax and tax and tax and tax, instead, you know, in business, I have to plan for capital improvements. I have to plan for replacement of things and so forth. And so guess what I do in regard to that? I save the money and then buy it, you know.
Speaking of that, I got to tell you this one. Did you happen to see the exchange between Elizabeth Warren and some voter in the last 24 hours about student loans? It was a dad who said, hey, I saved for my child to be able to go to college. So, therefore, she doesn't have any student loans. So, under your plan, will I get that money then? Well, no, of course not.
Right. So we're gonna answer your question, when I see, if I'm watching television, I don't follow the impeachment thing at all. That's much to do about nothing, and there's nothing that's going to come out of that. So I don't waste my time with that. But whenever Elizabeth Warren or Nancy Pelosi or the squad or any of those come on, if I'm watching television, I just hit the mute button or change the channel. I just don't, you know.
Well, your health is important to us, so we're glad to know you're doing that. That's probably your life expectancy.
It keeps your blood pressure lower, and, you know, I don't need that. So, you know, I mean, there's just nothing. Look, you know, I have friends that are liberals, you know. Not many, but I have a few that are at least thinking liberals, and you can have a conversation with them, and they're not out there stupid liberal. The problem with Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi and too many of the others is they're just the stupid liberals that are nothing but doing but pandering to their various different interest groups, of which that's what got the Democratic Party in such trouble, is they have so many of these different interest groups, they got to pander to all of them, which means they got to give away a lot of money, don't they?
Okay. And
that's the problem that they have. Hey,
great chatting with you. Appreciate it very much. And
good talk to you.
Keep listening.
Enjoy it. Thanks.
All right. Call again. Don't be a only time, one time caller. Call again, please. Jerome is on Highway 25. Oh. Whereabouts on Highway 25, Jerome?
Well, I just turned off Highway 25 on Highway 200, and I'm going ice fishing over here at East Aurora Lake to see if I can catch some crappies this morning.
Well, you were one lucky man. One lucky man. That sounds like a beautiful day. Do you listen to us when you're in the ice fishing hut?
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh good.
I do a lot of traveling, like the last caller, and so I always listen to you guys every morning. You guys are good, excellent. I just got a little bit of comment about Chip to Chip. What I think we should do is we should get a cartoon caller, and have a cartoon and a paper saying Chip to Chip, the Pinocchio boy. Because I noticed something. I think his nose is getting longer.
I've seen a cartoon actually with that.
I see so much potential in this room.
The Geico ad, is that not the best?
Yeah. You got potential, and you got.
Yeah, that's Shifty Shift. I love it, Jerome. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's perfect. Thanks a bunch, and congrats. We got a MyPillow for you. Lloyd, you're next. But first, if you missed it, here's Elizabeth Warren in this exchange with a parent. I love this. Go ahead and roll it.
I'm Pamela Hertzberg.
Yep.
Hello.
I just want to ask one question. My daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get my money back?
Of course not.
So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not even that screwed.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter works, she was 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
I appreciate that.
That's all right.
Yep, get him out of here. He's
of course not,
sense.
She said. Do I get my money back? Of course not.
Of course not. Yeah. Well, you screwed me. No, you're
what?
Not screwed. Well, what? Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, and rather than answer it with anything coherent, which what can you?
Yeah.
How do you respond?
Who does get their loans paid off, and how do you qualify, and who gets it in?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what's on the ballot in November 2020.
Right.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Where it began. Happy birthday, Neil Diamond. 79 years of age. How about that? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They're the Be the Buffalo guys, one of the top producers in North Dakota, and doing it by going into the storm, whatever it takes. Be the Buffalo. And they're celebrating the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakota. So if you see something, say something. First responders, teachers, you know, law enforcement, whoever it is that you see going above and beyond and have that Be the Buffalo spirit, give them a shout out by calling us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay, here comes Todd and Kevin singing louder than Neil Diamond, which happens at every one of his concerts, and it's not pretty.
There you go.
drive anybody else crazy to go to a concert and have somebody next to you singing louder than the guy you paid to hear.
Oh, there's that, yeah.
Yeah.
How many weddings have you been to now where they're doing that song now? Every wedding you go to now.
It's one of the best. It's one of the best. I love it. All right, let's get Lloyd in here. He's been waiting a while. First-time callers we love on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Lloyd.
Hi, I'm from Frazee, Minnesota, but I'm just pulling on to Interstate 94 down here.
Beautiful.
And that guy from South Dakota is a hard act to follow, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think one of the biggest problems we've got in this country right now is we got to get that education department away from the federal government. You know, the crap that they're teaching these kids now, they're not even teaching history. These kids don't know what communist countries are even about. And we got to get that back to the state level where we can get some input on it.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. We had, you know, we had somebody call earlier, Matt, about a homework assignment that they had over the, I forget if it was Christmas holiday or what, but it was, you know, down in Barnesville, Minnesota, and it was, why should Trump be impeached? Now, that's not something for, you know, a teacher to dole out. And
that's in other words, not a teacher.
No, that's their indoctrination there. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I don't think the genius of America, the genius of the founding fathers, what they sacrificed, what they were escaping, what they were trying to build, their idea, I don't think that's imparted on our kids today. I really don't.
No.
And that's dangerous.
These kids don't. These kids today, they don't know, you know, so much that they're not being taught the right things. They don't know how to balance their money accounts, let alone a checking account. They don't know what that is anymore.
No,
but, I mean, these kids, they just take that plastic, spend it till it's gone, and then they go without till payday.
Yeah, exactly right. Lloyd, I appreciate the call. We're going to get you a MyPillow. Thanks for listening. Call again. That's the exercise here. These first-time callers, we get them hooked, and we want them calling back. So first-timer Friday, thank you for that. Matthew, we'll get you in with Senator Kramer coming up. Jim and St. Anthony, stay tuned. You're there as well. You know, we love celebrating success on this program. We do it in a lot of different ways. And I saw a story the other day about Gate City Bank opening up in the St. Cloud market. Actually, Sauk Rapids, but the St. Cloud Metro. And I said, isn't that great? There is a North Dakota success story expanding again further into to Minnesota. Kim Settle, Executive Vice President of Retail Banking and Lending, joins us to talk about that momentous moment about how Gate City Bank is growing. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
So what's the significance of you know, a market, you know, like St. Cloud, Wade Park, you know, Dickinson, Bismarck, all this growth that you have? What's going on with Gate City Bank?
Well, we are just absolutely thrilled. January 14th, we did have our opening in the Sauk Rapids office, and that was kind of our first step into that greater St. Cloud area. What a great community and just an alignment of for a better way of life. You know, we're so excited to be immersed with these community members and, you know, bring them into the Gate City Bank family. Like you said, you know, we have five openings coming. You know, we have the Sauk Center one, we have St. Cloud, Waite Park. We're going into Dickinson and Bismarck in the Cashwise stores. And it's just a true tribute to our relationship with other businesses in those communities. And so Colburn's is a really great business partner of ours, and they're the parent company of, you know, the Cashwise, the Colburn's, and the Hornbacher's grocery stores, which we currently are in. It was just a lovely way that we could continue to grow and provide those services, you know, as far as full service, personal, mortgage, checking, business banking, all of those things, but go into another great community that just really aligns with our values.
Tell me why you're opening in grocery stores.
You know, it's kind of a one stop. You know, people are very efficient these days. They do a lot of things digitally and technology wise, and we have those services as well. But, you know, a lot of people, when they're in the grocery store, they don't want to make another stop. And what's really unique about these offices, too, is we have drive-thrus. So you can go to the grocery store, but you could also drive through and be able to access, you know, money and services through our bank. And, again, it just ties back into that wonderful growing relationship we have with these Colburn stores. You know, last year we opened two additional Hornbacher's, one in Moorhead and one in West Fargo, and it's just been a great partnership, and it provides, you know, us to expand into those customer bases where, you know, people want to have the opportunity to get their groceries, get some food, get their banking done in one fell swoop.
And you talk about for a better way of life. in the few seconds we have left, what does that mean?
You know, we are very invested. A Better Way of Life ties into our customers, our communities, and our team members. And so we want to provide that for all of those individuals and our communities. We have the Better Life Student Loan Program that offers that people to refinance student loan debt and help them to get on a better financial page as far as their debt. We have mortgages. We have business solutions. You know, it's providing that.
We appreciate everything you're doing at Gate City Bank. Thanks for the update.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.